This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, we're going to talk about something that's trending, but it's not that new, and it's kind of been around for a long time, but my guest makes it. It's a great product, and it's healthy for your dogs. We're going to talk about what it is and why. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Elliot Shackney. He is the owner and founder of Jaffe's Bone Broth. Welcome, Elliot.
Hi, I'm Michelle. Good to be here.
I'm so happy to have you. So, bone broth is not, it's not a new thing. I mean, people have been making broth with bones for hundreds of years, but it is kind of a new-ish thing in the pet world.
It is. It is one of those things that's now starting to catch on in the pet world. We've been doing it with humans, like you said, for a very long time. Even before it was called bone broth, it was being made.
Right.
And it's exciting to see it now gain a lot more mainstream traction in the pet world.
You know, it's so interesting because it seems like there's trends with people, then the trends trickle down. We shouldn't say trickle down, but trickle to the pet world. Probiotics, now we have probiotics for our fur babes, you know, all kinds of things. That's just one example. And bone broth is another. Why do you think it's becoming so popular now?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right that the trends that started with human integrative and natural health, it does kind of trickle down to the pets, you know, on a 5 to 10 year delay. And interestingly enough, that's exactly how I came to be in this space, because I started doing this stuff with humans for 15 years. I had a practice doing integrative and natural health with humans. And then when I started applying those methods to my dogs, which almost all the stuff applies directly to them, then I was seeing how much they were improving and how their health was being, you know, recovering, with a big focus on gut health and all those natural methods. And so, yes, it does tend to flow that way, where first it has to become more mainstream in the human world, and then it becomes more mainstream in the pet world. And I think it's just a matter of time. In our society, in all areas of medicine, conventional medicine, we've grown accustomed, both for ourselves and for our pets, to rely on conventional medicine. And that is a very different approach. It has its place, its time and its place, but it is a different approach than the natural and integrative approach. And I think it just takes time for people to learn about it, to appreciate it, to understand the value of it, and to see the missing, where conventional medicine falls short, especially if people have tried the conventional route and feel like they've tried everything. That's oftentimes when they discover natural or integrative or alternative methods and nutrition. So sometimes it's born out of a last resort, and that's why it takes a little bit longer for people to find it. Also, there's less commercial money in it, so it doesn't get as much mainstream attention. But I'm glad that it's trending that way.
Right. Thank you. So let's talk about an example, which you show to the world on your website, about your first dog, Nellie. Is that right? And Nellie's no longer with us.
Correct. Right. That was, yes, Nellie was my dog before Jaffe, the namesake of our company. And Nellie was, we got her from the shelter, and she was older. She was in pretty bad shape health-wise, missing a lot of fur, her skin was very inflamed, real patchy, had bad flea dermatitis, and she had a lot going against her. And I just knew, not only did I just see how sweet she was, I knew that she had a very low chance of getting adopted. And I also knew that I could fix her with my background in these natural methods.
I have a question, though. So with what you talked about earlier as, you know, more conventional, so the more conventional approach is, you know, you go to your vet might say, we need to do a shot, we need some creams, we need to put things on it and do something like that. Your method was different.
Exactly. Yes. So like you said, the conventional approach would be outside in, right? But let's put something topical on a skin issue. Let's give an injection to try to block something. And sometimes it's not their fault. They're only taught a certain set of tools. But we know that there's a lot better ways to approach it from the inside out and fixing the underlying root cause. Oftentimes it's related to gut health. One way or another, it's usually connected to gut health. And that's certainly what it was with Nelly, where we focused on healing her gut. Bone broth was a big part of that. Other, you know, herbs and nutrients. And 6 months later, and you can see the pictures on our website, almost all of her fur was restored, shiny coat, all the inflammation gone. So she was a brand new dog.
Yep. And she looks gorgeous. I mean, just it's a shocker, but it's wonderful that you were able to do that. So let's talk about Jaffe's bone broth. We know why you created it, because you shared all that great information with us. What is the secret? You don't want to share a secret probably, but what makes Jaffe's bone broth different than, you know, some of the others that are out there?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it is something that we do pride ourselves on, and it is no secret. We're also very transparent, and the beauty of it is it's simple, and oftentimes the more simple, the better approach, the better. And so there's a few main key points that we do pride ourselves on. One is the ingredient sourcing. All of our bones come direct from independent organic grass-fed farms here in the States. They ship the bones directly to us, and we make everything in-house. And the beef and the bison are fully grass-fed, grass-finished. The chicken is free-range. The elk is wild-grazed in Minnesota. So starting with solid ingredients, which is going to not only improve the nutrient profile, but also reduce any potential reactions to the product. Number two is, again, how clean it is. There's no other ingredients in it whatsoever besides bones and water. That's it. No salt. The fat gets skimmed off. There is no additives or fillers of any kind.
So essentially human grade.
Everything we make is 100% human grade.
Okay. And then, so I'm hearing you describe this and thinking it probably doesn't taste that great, but that's my palate. As two laggers, we need more salt to bring out flavor, but our pooches don't.
Exactly. And so when one key difference between ours and let's say something you get from the grocery store, which people tell me all the time that they are using bone broth and they just get whatever's at the grocery store, which first, I love that bone broth is on their radar because the dogs need that collagen. But yes, things like the salt is there for human products because it needs to taste good, as well as other ingredients like onions and seasoning that helps our palate, but is problematic for the dogs. So our bone broth doesn't taste like much to humans, but it has a lot of flavor for the dogs because they're a bit more, you know, attuned to that.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about how to use it. Well, I have another question, because right now I have all cats. My doggies have gone to doggy heaven. And so is bone broth safe for cats or not yet?
Absolutely. Yes. All bone, you know, again, assuming we're talking about pet-based bone broth that doesn't have those other ingredients. Yeah, totally safe for cats and very beneficial for all the same reasons. You just use a different amount. Cats are usually smaller, usually, than dogs.
Usually, yeah. We're going to talk about size in the second half, but yeah, they're usually, two of mine are kind of big, but I'm glad they're fine for cats too. What are some of the things, because I can just predict this question coming up from my listeners. You know, as you described, there's a lot of bone broth. People are finding it in the market. There's ingredients that are not only problematic for your pets, but toxic. You know, they shouldn't have garlic, and onion isn't problematic. I don't think it's toxic. But there's other things that are not good. What about when people are buying things that are from overseas or from just, you know, anything in the pet store and they're not really reading through the ingredients? Can something harmful be there that they're not aware of, preservative wise?
Yes, absolutely. Great question to make the listeners aware of. And just to clarify, in case the listeners did catch that, so garlic is actually safe for dogs and very healthy in the right dose. It's the onions that is problematic and can be toxic.
Oh, I was wrong. Thank you for correcting me. You're the expert with that.
Yeah. Okay. And yes, absolutely. With things that are from overseas, there's a much greater risk of them, but either using an actual ingredient that they list put on the label that could be problematic. They might put stuff in there that they don't even put on the label because there's not regulations about that. And so really knowing and trusting the source is huge in all things pet nutrition and supplement related. It's really important to get in the habit of reading labels and starting to learn what certain things are. And of course, if you can't pronounce something, that's a big red flag, but also starting to learn which things are unnecessary. And they might be okay in a small dose, but if you're using it on a regular basis, it might become problematic. So using things where you don't fully know and don't have a fully vetted source for the brand really should just easy enough just to stay away from and stick with trusted brands.
You know, you brought up an interesting point because you talked about regulation. So I know most, I believe, I hope, food for humans is regulated. That's why we have FDA. Who knows this day and age what's going on, but we won't go down that path. But then let's talk about for pets. The regulations are a lot different.
They are, but there's a lot of semantics involved. And is it, you know, there's differences between pet food and pet supplements, and it's still kind of the Wild West in terms of what is allowed. And unfortunately, there's even more deregulation that's on the horizon from what it sounds like, which yeah. might allow people to put stuff in products without having to disclose it or have it not be the same level of quality. But there are recommendations that companies that you follow good manufacturing processes follow, because those are sort of the gold standard of the industry, but it's technically not required, and you can find products that haven't adhered to that available. So it does become very tricky, and even big, well-known pet food brands still have recalls all the time, still are connected to pets having diseases and unfortunately dying. So there are some really hardworking experts and allies in the integrative field that are putting out notices about brands to look out for and stuff like that, because unfortunately regulation in the pet world is not anywhere near what it should be.
Yeah. And I've heard also, and you were very diplomatic in how you were speaking about it. I've had people from other countries on our show, and they're shocked that we don't have higher standards and higher regulation for our pets, especially from all the shows I've done. I can recall someone from Germany, and this woman was just shocked. So, okay, we'll leave it at that for our break. We'll be right back after this break.
Has your dog or cat chewed through yet another set of sheets?
I get it. I've been there. But instead of replacing them with more scratchy, low-quality bedding, why not treat yourself to what Oprah and Kris Jenner sleep on every night? It's called Cozy Earth. And yes, it's as dreamy as it sounds. Their bamboo sheets and pajamas are buttery soft, cooling, moisture-wicking, and they actually get softer every time you wash them. I'm talking next-level snuggle mode here, folks. These sheets have been on Oprah's Favorite Things list 7 years in a row, and there's a reason why. Cozy Earth gives you the softest, coolest sleep of your life. And just for Pet Life Radio listeners, I scored you an exclusive 41% off. That's the biggest discount they offer anywhere. Just use promo code PETLIFERADIO at CozyEarth.com and sleep like the celebrity your pet already thinks you are. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code PETLIFERADIO. You'll thank me at bedtime.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Elliot Chatney. He is the owner and founder of Jaffe's Bone Broth. Elliot, you provided such great information in the first half. Let's talk about the listeners and pet parents that are hearing about everything that have decided, you know what, I have to try it. This is going to make my dog better. What if your dog is not sick? What does it do for your dog? I'm hearing also you brought up gut health. I'm hearing that all the time these days.
Yes, and that's a great question, because sometimes things like this aren't on people's radars.
Right.
Because as far as they know, there's nothing wrong with their pet, their dog. And so they don't always look for things that can prevent things in the future, that can prolong their life. But that's exactly what things like bone broth can do. Is in the example here, let's say that there is nothing seemingly wrong with the pet. Things like bone broth is only going to improve their resilience. It's only going to improve their gut health. It's only going to improve their detoxification pathways and their antioxidant support, so that they can have fewer visits to the vet down the road. They can add years onto their life. They won't get less likely to get the common dog symptoms like allergies or, you know, dry skin or anything like that down the road, because the owner's being proactive by not only with their nutrition, but with the other components like bone broth. So it's a very proactive way to improve their health, both in the short term, but also in the long term, and really laying a solid foundation to improve their resiliency for the rest of their life.
Okay. And besides bone broth, because everybody knows that's a liquid, you also have frozen pops and you also have a powder form.
Yeah, that's right. We're really excited about both of those. We're pretty proud of our signature bone broth popsicle. Same bone broth that's in the pouches, but in a little push pop form. If your listeners are old enough to remember Otter Pops, it looks just like that. It's like a little push pop and it reseals at the top. And so if your dog likes licking or chewing on ice, it's great for that. It's great for hot days. And so it's an easy, fun, enrichment way for them to get in that nutrition without any other junk. And the powdered one just came out as well, which we're also so excited about, because it not only has the bone broth powder in it, makes it easy to sprinkle over food or rehydrate and pour over food. It also has probiotics and medicinal mushrooms. And that's why we say on the jar that it is complete metabolic support, because between the bone broth, the probiotics, and the mushrooms, it's hitting almost every system in their body, again, to both help fix any underlying issues, but also to prevent them.
Okay, wonderful. So where do I start with my dog or my cat? So what if I want to give some to my cat or a small dog?
Yeah, the serving size just depends on the size of the dog. We have our serving guide on the back of the pouch. And for smaller dogs, you just use a little bit less. For your bigger dogs, you use a little bit more. And the liquid is the easiest way to do it, just to pour it over the food like a topper, because it's not only adding the collagen from the bone broth they need, it's also adding the hydration they need, which improves digestion and improves nutrient absorption.
This golden rule, whenever you're introducing any new food or treat or supplement to your pet, you should do it in moderation over a period of time. Is that necessary for bone broth, or can you just go from day one, here you go, have it on your food, you're going to be fine?
You're right. Usually that is the gold standard. And generally, that's what I would suggest as a baseline for everyone. If you're unsure, always start with a little bit less and you can always taper up from there. But for the most part, I don't think I've ever come across someone who had any issues with just jumping right in and adding in a full serving of it, because especially with ours, which is essentially a single ingredient, just bones and water, it's super hypoallergenic. And so there's very little risk of any issue. The only potential downside is if you overfeed it, they might get some loose stools for a day. So, you know, you gave a little too much. So that is one reason, just start a little bit slow or a little bit less and taper up from there. But otherwise, totally safe.
Totally safe. Okay. Now, I have gotten emails from listeners, and we have some people with exotic pets, you know, so everything from goats to rabbits and ferrets. And can bone broth be used for different types of pets? We know it's good for cats. It's created for dogs. What about other pets?
You know, that's a question I don't think I've ever gotten before. And I can't speak to that because I'm not enough of an animal expert to know which of those are carnivores and which are omnivores or herbivores. So I'm honestly not sure.
Okay, so for those of you listening that have exotic pets, hold off for now. More to come. Okay, what would you tell people that are hesitant to try bone broth? And what about heating it? Does that destroy anything?
Oh, yeah. So if the hesitation is, I'd be curious what their hesitation is.
Because, right, why? It's
right.
Water and broth. So with nothing to be afraid of, there's not a whole bunch of ingredients that you don't understand. It's not a complicated, you know, product. So if you're afraid, why?
Right. It's two ingredients that pets, at least dogs and cats, should be eating on a regular basis anyway. So I'd be curious what the hesitation is. In terms of heating it, yes, you can a little bit. It will be stable. The nutrients and the proteins and the collagen will be stable to a point. I would just be careful about overheating it or constantly heating, cooling, because eventually those proteins will denature or they'll break down a bit and become less active or less potent. So if you do have a batch and your pet prefers it a little warm, that's totally fine to just sort of gently warm it. It can be served room temperature or cold. Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I wonder if the pet prefers or the pet parent prefers to heat a little bit, you know, because out in nature, food's whatever the temperature is. I guess sometimes it's warm. Who knows? Anyways, share with us. You had a great success and we actually met at Global, which was in March. Tell us about how exciting that was for you.
Yeah. The Global Pet Expo was fantastic. We had done Super Zoo last year. And that was our very first trade show. And so getting to go to Global, especially being local, because we're here in South Florida and Global, there's the big Florida and Southeast contingency. So it was phenomenal and got to meet a lot of the new stores. So if anyone is near or uses an independent natural health store and they don't carry us, you should ask them why. But it was great to meet the media folks like you and a lot of the stores that are in the region, even the dog influencers, and connect with them and see what else is out there. It's one of the cool things is when I get a chance to leave the booth, walk around and see what's new, what I haven't seen yet, and just see what's out there in the space.
Yep. It was a wild show. It took a little dive during the pandemic, but it's coming back and it's every year it's getting better and better and more exciting products. So you do a lot of giving back and you have a lot of dogs on your website that, you know, they see pictures adopted and whatever. How do you do that? Do you reach out to the local shelters? Do they contact you? Do you just find a cute dog and say, oh, we're going to, you know, sponsor this dog for someone? How do you do that?
It's a mix of all that, actually. Yeah.
All of it. Okay.
You know, the giving back really was a foundational piece of the company from the beginning. One of the things that we built this on was to be able to give back to shelters and rescues because when I say we, it's myself and also my partner. She is very, very active in the rescue community here in South Florida and all throughout Florida. So part of the proceeds of our sales go towards sponsoring adoptions. We were talking before off air about the Broward Humane Society. We sponsored a few adoptions there to get some really sweet dogs, some homes. We do quite a bit of fostering as well. So we try to do as much as we can to get dogs pulled and we can foster them for as long as we can and until they find their home. And we actually have We have one foster who is, I guess, technically a foster fail. an old senior guy who was just supposed to be a medical foster while he recovered from some surgery and cancer recovery. But his personality just opened up and we fell in love with him. So he's still with us. And we also have an additional foster that was pulled from the euthanasia list at the very last minute because he had probably one more day and then that was going to be it. So we got him pulled and we literally just found him an adopter yesterday. And so tomorrow he's going to his home. So it's a big part of our life, just, you know, our personal life, and wanted to make it a part of the business as well.
And you recently had a big success, which I think it was local, that you found a lot of dogs in neglect.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was, well, I guess you could call it a success. It hopefully will be a success in the future, but it was actually quite a scary situation. And my partner went to do a transport for a rescue. And long story short, she stumbled into a hoarding situation and will hopefully, because of, even though it was a very bad situation for her and for the dogs, and it's still going on, but there's going to be a lot of legal action and hopefully will get resolved. But yeah, that was unexpected.
Well, I'm so glad you were able to come to the rescue. Thank you for all you do to save these dogs. One day there will be no cats or dogs. The euthanized will be, people go, what's that word mean? I don't even know. I've never heard that when we're talking about our fur babes. Hopefully.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That would be amazing. Where can people buy Jaffe's Bone Broth?
Sure. The easiest way is online, jaffesbonebroth.com. We ship everywhere. Our social media is pretty active too on Instagram, and which is Jaffe Pops on Instagram. And there's a lot more info there. You can see kind of behind the scenes of how it's made. Again, we're pretty transparent about it. One thing we didn't touch on here in the interview, but if people look it up, you'll see that the pouches have fully edible bone bits in them, which is sometimes hard for people to wrap their mind around. But if you go on our Instagram page, you'll see those videos of the bones just kind of smooshing up in our fingers. So yeah, our website, our Instagram page is the best way. And if people have questions, they can always reach out through either of those, and I respond to everything.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets and sharing all of this wonderful information and telling us about Jaffe's Bone Broth, and I wish you amazing success.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
I hope you all enjoyed this show. I had a fantastic time. Thank you, Elliot, for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us about Jaffe's Bone Broth. I can't wait to try it. I'm going to give my samples. I did try with Tilly. Loved them. And now I know it's cat safe. I'm going to test some on my cats. I think they're going to have a wonderful treat. And it's nice and warm now in South Florida. So perfect timing. I want to thank everyone that's listening to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks to my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. Again, thank you to Elliot from Jaffe's Bone Broth. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And the show would not be the same without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. Thank you so much, Mark, for all you do. And remember, you never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.